I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More on the fire from correspondent Christy Kalishian from our sister station WCBS in New York. She joins us live from the scene. Christy, good morning. Officials just gave an update. What do they have to say?
Good morning, John. That's right. The mayor and fire chief actually just said that it's been reduced now to a 4-alarm fire, but there are still major concerns about the chemicals that are around here. They're checking every 20 minutes to make sure that this area near where these chlorine pellets are kept is safe, and the area around it is not structurally sound, they said, so that's why they keep having to check it. The mayor has spoken with the governor, who has gotten the Department of Environmental Protection here to check the quality of the air. They are saying that the air quality is safe, but if those chemicals reach, if the water and the fire, which actually these chemicals react to both water and fire, if they reach these chemicals, it could really lead to mass evacuations in this area, but they say right now they're checking it constantly.
Okay, so what does it smell like where you are? Are you in fear of the air quality?
Personally, for me, I've been walking around with a mask. That's very hard with glasses, everything fogging up, but I'd say it's definitely worth it. As of now, it's not, I'll be completely honest, I don't know if it's because of all the fires that I've covered, it's not a very strong smell, which to me is concerning because, I mean, I don't even know what I could be breathing in. I don't really smell anything extremely strong right now, and I'm relatively close. We can't get too close to it, but from here, even if it's so widespread with all this smoke going around, I really don't smell anything strong, which, again, could possibly be a concern.
Now, I don't know the lay of the land up there, but is this plant all off by itself, or are there apartments or houses nearby?
There are a lot of factories around here, John, a lot of old buildings. And, yes, this area here in North Jersey is very densely populated. Every house is so close to each other, so if we're talking about miles and miles of smoke being spread around, this is reaching so many residents. Everybody's densely packed in this area here in Passaic. But directly close to this this factory, I have to say, is a lot of industrial buildings. But once this, I would say we reach out just about a mile or so, maybe even less, we are reaching apartment buildings and houses themselves that are closely packed in.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.